Hi, and welcome to another Apple Watch demo. And in this demo, I want to show you how to use the GMT watch face so that if you want to add different regional times around the world or in your country, then this watch face will allow you to do several time zones. So I've already got one set up for international time zones of people that I need to talk to for podcasts, conferences, and so on around the world. But I thought in today's demo, since I'm actually based in Australia, I'm going to set up one for the time zones for Australia. So I'm going to go around all the different states that have got different time zones, and I'm going to add them in. And then when I want to see if somebody is awake in Western Australia, what time it is, or what time is it in Adelaide, Brisbane, Darwin, then I can just quickly check those time zones. Wake up my Apple Watch and let me just...
The 30th of October.
Find out where I am. Yep, that's it. So I'm flicking up on the screen with one finger.
Enable auto speak. Customize watch face.
And we want to customize watch face, so double tap.
GMT. Customizable. Five complications.
Okay,
Cupertino, so... Austin. Today's date. Wellington. London.
Okay, so that's my current GMT watch face. Cupertino, London, etc. All right, so if I flick to the right,
Minnie Mouse, add new face.
I want to add a new face because I want to add another GMT watch face. So one finger double tap on that one.
Add new face, GMT, GMT, actions available.
And it's already on GMT because I flick to the right.
Gradient.
These are all the
action
other ones.
Infograph.
Gradient, infograph, and so action, on. So
gradient.
Flicking back to the left.
GMT.
So if I double tap on that, the default will be activate. So I'm going to do one finger double tap.
GMT. 1247.
Okay, so I've now added it into my library of watch faces. I've created the watch face. Now, here's the trick to this whole process. You've now got to go, once you've created the, if you like, blank watch face you want to use, you then need to go into World Clock and add the cities that you want to add for the time zones. If you don't do that, you won't be able to get them as far as I can tell. All right, so I'm going to go and open up the World Clock on my Apple Watch. Open World Clock, and I was just using Siri by holding in the digital crown. So I flick to the right.
Add city button.
Okay, I want to add city because at the moment in my World Clock I've got, I flip back to the left.
London.
London.
Wellington.
Wellington.
Austin.
Cupertino.
Narara. 12:50
and
today.
There's the current time in Narara. All right, so flicking back to the right.
Cupertino. 18:51. Yesterday. Minus 18 hours. Austin. 20:51. Yesterday. Minus 16 hours. Wellington, 14:51. Today, plus 2 hours. London, 1:51. Today, minus 11 hours. Add city button.
Okay, so we're back to add city, and I just thought I'd let it read out the time zone times then when I was just flicking back to the right to get to the add button. So, one finger double tap.
Add city. Cancel button.
On watch face, there's the cancel button flicking to the right.
Dictate button.
And there's the dictate button. All right, so if I do one finger double tap, Adelaide. And one finger double tap again.
Add city. Back button.
Looking to the right, there's a car just going outside.
Adelaide, Australia.
Adelaide, Australia. Let's add that.
World clock, heading.
So flicking to the right.
Narara, Cupertino, Austin, Wellington, London, Adelaide, add city. Button.
Okay, so there's Adelaide there. So we're now going to add city again. So one finger double tap.
Add city. Cancel. Button.
And now let me add Brisbane. So flicking to the right.
Dictate.
Is dictate. Brisbane. Double tap.
Add city.
Flicking to
back
the right.
Button. Brisbane, Australia.
There's Brisbane, Australia. Do I think a double tap on Brisbane,
world
Australia?
Clock, heading.
Back to the world clock screen. Flicking through to the right.
Narara, Cupertino, Austin, Wellington, London, Adelaide, Brisbane, 11.
Yes, good old Brizzy. So flicking
today,
to the right.
Add city.
Add city again.
Cancel button.
And the next one I want to add is good old Darwin. So flick to the
dictate,
right
button.
One finger double tap on dictate. Darwin. One finger double tap.
Darwin, Australia.
Yes, Darwin. One finger
world
double
clock,
tap.
Heading.
Back to the main world clock screen. Flicking through to the right.
Narara, Cupertino, Austin, Wellington, London, Adelaide, Brisbane, Darwin. Add city button.
There's Darwin and one to go.
Add city.
And if you live in Australia,
cancel,
you probably know what
button.
It is.
Dictate button.
Perth.
Add city. Back button.
Flicking to the right.
Perth, Australia.
That's the one.
World clock. Heading.
Back to the main world clock screen. Let's just make sure all four of them are there. So flicking to the right.
Nerara, 12. Cupertino, Austin. Wellington, London. Adelaide, Brisbane. Darwin, Perth. Add city. Button.
If I was really wanting to do this, I could put in Sydney, but since Sydney, Melbourne and Canberra are on the same time zones and I'm already getting my current time on the watch face anyway, it just seems a little bit silly to add my time zone in. So now I'm just going to close it with the digital crown.
Watch face, 12:54.
And we should be back to our sort of new GMT screen. Let me flick to the right.
The 30th of October, breathe, moving. Not breathe. The 30th of October, 12:50, 21 degrees, and red notification, UV index.
Yep, that's the 8, one, the UV 0, index.
73%.
Okay, ooh, 73% UV index. Well. All right, so let me flick up.
Enable autos, customize watch
and now
face.
And then we can go and customize this watch face and add those time zones that I've just added for Adelaide, Brisbane, Darwin, and Perth. So one finger double tap.
GMT, customizable.
Okay, here goes
5
the fun bit. So flicking up.
Delete. Share, edit.
Double tap on edit.
Color.
And flicking to the right.
Slate/watermelon, top left complication, UV index selected, button.
Okay, top complication, UV index, double tap.
Cancel,
and
button.
And if I flick to the right.
Weather, heading, selected, air quality, condition, more, workout, world clock, heading.
Of course, this is going through the W's because that's where the UV index was.
Sunrise/sunset, button, Cupertino, Austin,
here's
more.
My time zones.
More.
Double tap on more.
Sunrise/sunset. Button. Cupertino. Austin. Wellington. London. Adelaide. Button.
Double tap on Adelaide.
Color.
Okay, so I'm back to the complication screen for the GMT. So I flick to the right.
Slate/watermelon. Top left complication. Adelaide.
Okay,
Adelaide selected.
Adelaide.
Button.
So I flick to the right.
Top right complication. Weather selected. Button.
Top right complication. I want to make Brisbane. So one finger double tap on that complication.
Cancel. Button.
Flicking to the right.
Weather. Head selected, air quality, condition, more, workout, world clock, sunrise/Cupertino, Austin, more.
Finger double tap on more.
Sunrise/sunset, button.
Flicking to the right.
Cupertino, Austin, Wellington, London, Adelaide, Brisbane,
yes, button. Brisbane, one finger double tap.
Color.
Back to the main complication edit screen.
Slate/navy blue select, top left complication, Adelaide.
Adelaide.
Adelaide selected, top right complication, Brisbane. Brisbane selected.
Yes, Brisbane,
button.
Flicking to the right.
Middle date, complication.
Middle
today's
date is
date.
Fine.
Bottom left, complication. Start breed session selected.
Okay,
button.
Bottom left, complication. I want to make that one Darwin. So one finger double tap.
Cancel.
Now, because I'm on the breeves, let me just flick through to the
breathe.
Line.
Heading.
Okay, that's the breeve heading. Now, I'm just going to show you something. You can move by heading to get through breathing, et cetera, down to world clock. But let me show you what may happen if you try and move by headings with a voiceover rotor. So I'm going to do a two-finger rotate.
Headings.
Flicking down.
Calculator. Heading. Calendar. Heading. Chirp. Heading. Compass. Heading. Contacts. Heading. Heading not found.
Okay, now it's stopped. Now if I flick to the right.
Bellin. Button.
And now I flick down again.
Controls.
I can
heading.
Keep moving by
find
heading.
My. Heading. Heart rate. Heading. Home.
So
heading.
I'm assuming it's something
just
to do
press
with
record.
The scroll.
Heading. Lives. Heading,
because
mail,
believe
heading.
Me, this is a lot faster than trying to do a two-finger scroll up the screen and scroll the screen down. It takes a lot longer.
Maps, heading, messages.
Plus, this is just
heading,
more comfortable
music,
doing
heading,
it with one finger.
News, heading, noise, heading, outlook, heading, overcast, heading, pedometer plus plus, phone, heading, podcasts, heading, radio.
And
heading,
yes, I am doing this reasonably slowly,
heading, remote,
especially for
heading,
the podcast.
Shortcuts, heading, heading not found.
And there we go, got stuck again. Flicking to the right.
Recognize document.
Flicking
button.
Down.
Sleep. Heading. Spotify. Heading. Stocks. Heading. Stopwatch. Timer. Voice memos. Walkie-talkie. Waterminder. Heading not found.
There we go again. Flick to the right.
Value/title.
One finger flick down.
But weather. Heading. Heading not found.
Nope. Do it again. Flick to the right.
Air quality
one
index.
One finger flick down.
But workout. Heading. World clock. Heading.
And there we go. So flick to the right.
Sunrise/sunset. Cupertino. Austin. More.
And we want to do more.
Sunrise/sunset. Button.
So bottom left complication, I said that was going to be Darwin, so
Cupertino,
flicking to the right.
Austin, Wellington, London, Adelaide, Brisbane, Darwin, button.
Finger double tap.
Colour.
back to our main edit complication screen, flicking to the right.
Slate/navy blue selected, top left complication.
There's Adelaide,
top right complication. Top right. Brisbane selected, middle date, complication.
Middle is the date,
bottom left complication.
Bottom left.
Darwin
is Darwin.
Bottom right complication.
Bottom right complication.
Activity selected.
Is going to be, you guessed it, Perth.
Cancel. Activity selected.
Okay,
activity.
Now again, that was A for activity for that complication. So I'm right at the top of the beloved screen. So I'm just going to do this the same as I did before, but I'm not going to talk so much doing it. I'm just going to do it. So two-finger rotate.
Language. Headings.
I just wanted to go backwards and forwards and make sure I'm heading. Now flick down.
Alarms. Astronomy. Audiobook. Blood oxide. Breathe. Calculate. Calendar. Chirp. Compass. Contact. Heading not. Compass. Contact. Heading. Heading. Ellen. Control. Find my heart. Home. Just. Live. May. Map. Message. Music. New. Noise. Outlook. Over. Pardon. Phone. Pod. Radio. Remote. Remote. Short. Heading not. Recognize. Slips. Stop. Stop. Type. Walk. 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 Head. Heading. Value slash. Web. Head. Heading. Heading not found. Air quality. Workout. World clock. Head. Sunrise. Cooper. Austin. More.
As our more underworld.
Sunrise slash sunset.
And let's go and grab
Austin,
Perth.
Wellington. London. Adelaide. Brisbane. Darwin. Perth.
I'm going to double tap.
Color.
And we know what this is going to sound like. We'll do it anyway. Edit on the complication screen.
Slate slash nape, top left
top
complication.
Left, Adelaide, top right.
Brisbane,
middle date.
Middle
complication.
Date. Bottom left complication.
Bottom left.
Darwin. Bottom right complication.
Bottom right.
Perth.
Perth.
Selected.
Beautiful.
Button.
All right. Let's just press the digital crown.
Finish customized GMT. Customizable. Five complications. Adelaide. Brisbane. Today's date. Darwin. Perth. Actions available.
And there we go. Perfect. So I'm back again on the actual watch face library.
Add new
so
face.
I flick to the right. It's add new face. Flick to the left.
GMT. Customizable. Mini mouse. GMT. Customizable.
And here's my
five
other GMT watch face.
Cupertino. Austin. Today's date. Wellington. London.
Okay.
Actions
so
available.
Let me just press the digital crown.
13:12.
Okay. So if I touch the top left.
Adelaide. 12:43. Minus 30 minutes.
Touch the top right.
Brisbane. 12:13, minus 1 hour.
Touch the bottom left-hand complication.
Darwin, 11:43, minus 1:30.
And bottom right complication.
Perth, 10:13, minus 3 hours.
So if I touch the top left-hand side, I just want to show you something.
Adelaide, 12:43.
So I flick to the
minus
right.
And red notifications. Brisbane, 13:13.
There's my time, all right? So that's why I said I don't bother about adding in my time zone myself. Because where I'm here on the Central Coast, just outside of Sydney, as I said, Sydney, Melbourne and Canberra do the same time. So in effect, I do have five time zones. And if I wanted to just go onto the time directly, I can just touch in the middle, a little bit down from the top edge.
13:14.
And there's my time. So really, really cool and extremely useful. As always, thanks for listening and bye for now.